NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the entire family of Winns products that keep your car going strong. Now with the news, here is Wilson Hall.
A high Soviet court has, for the first time, substituted a fine for a prison sentence for an American. Buell Ray Wortham will not have to serve 3 years in a labor camp. He is free to leave the Soviet Union after paying a $5,500 fine. A Russian court had found Wortham guilty of dealing in black market rubles and stealing a small statue from a Leningrad hotel. Wortham's mother in North Little Rock, Arkansas, says she talked by phone with her son this morning, expects him home a week from Sunday or Monday. Mrs. Wortham also had this to say about her son's release.
We're optimistic from the beginning. We had hoped for his release and would have been let down had he not been released. Naturally, we're pleased. I talked with my son this morning. Naturally, he's pleased to be released. And he's grateful for the support he's had from everybody. Everybody's been wonderful.
The mother of Buell Ray Wortham, who has been released from a 3-year Russian prison sentence. In Mexico City, the last of the 8 babies born to a 21-year-old mother died this morning. The 8 babies were born 2 months prematurely. Each weighed less than 1/2 pound at birth. American jets hit a North Vietnamese steel plant for the second day in a row. Pilots report their tons of bombs were on target. The Air Force Thunder Chiefs flew through heavy anti-aircraft fire to get at the factory. There has been no announcement of plane losses in today's raid. However, one American jet and one communist MiG were shot down during yesterday's raid. More news after this message from Winns Products.
Presenting the Winn Oil Company Chorale, directed by John Philip Azusa. With narration by Mr. Keenan Wynn. No relation.
This is Keenan Wynn. Why is it just because I also spell my name W-Y-N-N, everyone insists I'm related to the Winn Oil Company people? Many strangers share the same name. Some people even have the same name as a place, like our choral director, John Philip Azusa. Even though his name is the same as Winn's home city, he is no more related to it than I am to the people who make Winn's famous friction proofing, Winn's engine tune-up, Winn's new charge, and many other products. All designed to keep your car going strong. Maestro.
Yes?
You're not related to the city where the Winn Oil Company is located, are you?
Of course I am. Azusa, Azusa, California. But keep your car going strong, capital of the world, Winns.
Once again, Wilson Hall.
The only daughter of Joseph Stalin says she doesn't want to go back to the country her father ruled for so many years. The story from NBC News reporter Robert Crone in Geneva.
Russia's latest defector from communism, the daughter of the late Stalin, has found a temporary haven in Switzerland for rest and recuperation after passing through India and Italy. 42-year-old Svetlana Aleluyeva, as she is now known, has reportedly applied for political asylum in the United States, which in the days of the Cold War would have been granted right away. But now the White House does not want to embarrass the Russians, and Western governments in general are doing their best to pass her along as fast as they can. The Swiss have taken Stalin's daughter to a hideaway in the Bernese Alps. Swiss police kept newsmen at bay and blocked all airport exits this morning after Svetlana arrived here in a chartered Italian plane. Meanwhile, the national press is converging on Switzerland in hot pursuit of this famous political refugee, but the Swiss are the world's most discreet and artful dodgers, and it will be very hard to snuff her out. Robert Crone, NBC News in Geneva.
Today, for the first time in the history of worsening relations between Red China and the Soviet Union, Communist China ordered 2 Soviet embassy officials in Peking to leave the country immediately. If Russia follows the usual diplomatic protocol, it will order the 2 Red Chinese diplomats out of Moscow. More in a moment.
General Motors knows that cars get rained on, driven through slush and snow. That's why you should look to the GM Mark of Excellence. Cars that carry the mark of excellence also carry the exclusive General Motors Magic Mirror finish. A kind of finish no other car has that stays new-looking even when your car isn't. So the more your car goes through, the more you should look to the GM mark of excellence.
West German police have arrested the former head of the Nazi state police office in Berlin. 61-year-old Otto Bovenspiepen is accused of being the leader of Nazi police in Berlin, who were responsible for the deportation and the murder of 50,000 Berlin Jews between 1941 and 1944. Britain's Princess Margaret and her husband, Lord Snowden, are in seclusion at a millionaire's resort in the Bahamas. The royal couple says it wants complete privacy for a 10-day vacation in the sun. Snowden denied rumors that the 7-year marriage was on the verge of divorce. Also in the Bahamas, Adam Clayton Powell, excluded from the House of Representatives, holds another news conference to talk about the long-distance legal maneuvering to get the courts to see him. Wilson Hall, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when the General Motors Corporation brings you NBC Monitor News.
WNBC FM, New York.
Many of the problem areas of our day are too complex, too large in scope to be adequately served by one person, one church, or one denomination. Through the New York State Council of Churches, 19 denominations and over 100 local and area councils of churches work together. The agricultural migrant workers, worried about their children, find they are remembered with the ladders of the organized volunteer workers placed before them through a Christian ministry. Ask your leader of your church how you can help. Brad Crandall awaits your call weeknights on WNBC Radio, 660 on your dial, Plaza 7-8866.
Weather for the New York area, at Radio City at 67 degrees and sunny, humidity 49%, the barometer is falling, wind from the southwest at 7 miles per hour, continued very mild today with increasing cloudiness this afternoon is the forecast, high 65 to 70, cloudy and turning sharply colder tonight with temperatures dropping to about 30 by morning. Fair but cold Sunday with a high around 40. Repeating our present temperature, it's 67 degrees. That's late news and weather. This is Jerry Damon.
Don't move, just leave your dial out. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
And Gene Rayburn's here, too, in the flesh. And to prove it, I'll pinch myself. Ow! And I'm here, all right. And here's Just Like a Man by a very womanly Margaret Whiting.
Oh, he walks like a man, and he talks like a man, and he looks like a man, and he feels just like a man should. He's got hands like a man, and he stands like a man. He's got hips like a man, and he moves just like a man should.
The way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
When I say sunken treasure, what's the first thought that crosses your mind? Pirate ships? Yes, the Spanish Main, islands in the Caribbean? Well, in the case of the sunken treasure Monitor is about to discover, the scene is thousands of miles away. Over on the Pacific Ocean side of the nation, in San Francisco, reporter Gene DiCardo discussed the subject with a member of a sunken treasure salvage organization, Al Michaelow.
Al, Where does one start looking for lost doubloons?
Well, number one, you'd have to trace out where it was lost, and since 90% of the gold came from Peru and approximately 10% came from Mexico down the west coast of South America, it was transported over the Isthmus of Panama into the Caribbean. And the local finds that have been had off Florida were coins and gold that were being taken to Spain. But no one has ever done much with the western portion of South America.
Well, I guess the great lure of treasure is we all want something for nothing. What would you say is the total value of the lost treasure just waiting to be found?
Well, in our book, we approach the $300 billion mark.
$300 billion.
I might also add that the recent find off Nova Scotia was taken from our book, and we were within 6 feet of the location of the find.
I'm sure, Al, that it isn't just there for easy pickings. I know that there's cost and hardship, difficulty, and certainly some danger involved.
Absolutely.
Let's hit on some of those.
Well, years ago, I was diving with Dr. Stephen Borgahey out of Milwaukee University. We went down to the Chichén cenotes down the Yucatan Peninsula. And it sounded real simple until we got there and looked down into this cenote, and it was about 8 feet wide, 150 feet deep to the water, and we had an old tow truck with a broken winch that lowered me down into the water. So I was lowered 150 feet down into the water and another about 80 or 90 feet beyond searching to see what was dumped into the cenote. And this river was moving at about 8 or 9 knots. And it wasn't bad going down, but coming back, I darn near didn't make it.
So you got back with your life, but no treasure that time?
Well, we didn't find a thing because the bottom was just washed clean and whatever was in there had washed to sea.
What happens when the tides and time that take place with cargoes, Al, I would imagine that pretty much everything is eaten away except just the goodies that are left, isn't that right?
Well, your steel oxidizes, your cargoes decompose, and the goodies, so we speak, is gold and silver. Silver will discolor and mold together, such as the pieces of eight we found in Peru. And gold, of course, just tarnishes somewhat.
And precious gems, I would imagine, stand up rather
well.
They
remain very well.
In your work, I'm sure that you are interested in both the scuba and so-called hard hat divers. And for the people who really go after this in a big way, give us an idea of what they might be looking for.
Well, a professional salvage diver, getting into salvage or into treasure hunting, is not just John Q. Public with a scuba rig and a little $100 metal detector. You're getting into equipment into the thousands and thousands of dollars. You're getting into corporations to form, such as the Corporation off Pieces of Eight and Real Eight off of Florida with Kip Wagner and Norm Scott and those people and Mel Fisher. You're getting into large vessels, magnetometers. We have a magnetometer. The replacement cost would be over $27,000.
But once past this original investment, so to speak, things that are waiting include Oriental jewels, Chinese silver, gold.
Right here in the gate, we have cargo. We have finally received the permits here this year. We must start July of this year to enforce our permits, and we estimate between $2 and $11 million right here in San Francisco Bay. The Rio de Janeiro sunk on February 22, 1901. We have known she is carrying $37,000 worth of passengers, jewelry, over $40,000 in gold coins, which was put aboard by Bill Madera, the assistant postmaster, who was alive a few years ago the last time I talked to him. He swore to me that where he put the gold in Honolulu on board the Rio, he set it down on several layers of ingots of silver, and he saw this. And of course, the ship came in the gate in 1901, hit Fort Point, which they thought was Mile Rock, backed off, took a 10-degree port bearing, and proceeded on the full steam and sunk within 12 minutes. We have located it, we have used our magnetometer, we have recovered parts of the vessel, we have established it, we have filed our claim, we have our permits, we have our agreement, the state takes 25%, and we start this July.
What is this gamble likely to cost you before you begin recouping?
Well, we're putting together a $1 million corporation now.
A $1 million gamble that there may be many millions
underwater.
Well,
we also have 7 galleons off Ecuador. We have 3 galleons at Huacho, Peru, which I worked on and recovered both silver and gold 2 years ago.
Well, there's gold in them, our waters, and our thanks for sharing vicariously, at least, the excitement and adventure of what lies beneath the seas. A.A. Michelo, many thanks for being on the show with us. Gene DiCardo reporting from San Francisco for Monitor.
You know, there's a lot of treasure in the air, too, and you don't have to invest anything but your listening time in the organization known as Monitor. In the minutes ahead, music by Eddie Arnold, Steve Lawrence, and Edie Gourmet, Herb Alpert, and the unique comments of Al Capp, our talking cartoonist. Remember, you can make every minute of your listening time well spent by staying right where you are on the Monitor Beacon. Gene Rayburn back with more of Monitor.
When I'm sure that my heart is secure and my teardrops are dry with a warm glow inside, and this love of mine till the end of the line. That's always the time that I'm lonely again. You told me you wanted me only, that this time and this love would last. You told me I'd never be lonely, and now you belong to the past, and I'm so lonely again, just like you found me. My heart is secure, and my teardrops are dry with a warm glow inside, and this love of mine till the end of the line. That's always the time that I'm lonely again.
Next, Al Kapp, Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything. And the everything includes not just the past and present, but the future.
Let's all look forward to the year 1994. Let's imagine the professor of medieval American history at Harvard lecturing to his class on the introduction of the class system into the United States. Here's the lecture. The division of the United States citizens into classes wasn't made official until 1976, when the Teenage Party, the political union of nervy kids, or punks, allied themselves with the old folks, the Golden Years parties, or GYPS, G-Y-P-S. But political scientists could see it coming as early as 1964. As early as 1964, teenagers had already obtained exclusive rights to two of the most important privileges in the American home, the telephone and the family car. The standard uniform of the teenager of the 1960s was a leather jacket and the family car keys. Life was such a ball for teenagers that they didn't want to grow up and enter the semi-slave class of 20 to 60. Medicare, which swept to victory in the very late 1960s, was quickly followed by HouseCare, that's free housing care for old folks, taxi care, free transportation for old folks, whiskey care, free booze, and finally, in 1971, Miami care, free vacations for old folks. Naturally, all Americans wanted to get old as fast as they could. By the early 1970s, such good care was being taken care of the old folks that they became the most numerous class. No one knew that their political group, the GYPS, had reached a secret agreement with a teenage party, the punks, to take over the country on the first rainy election day, which occurred in 1976. The weather was so terrible that day that only those with cars could get to the polls, but the teenagers had all the family cars in America, and because of taxi care, the old folks had all the taxis. The result was that only the old folks voted. And when their candidates assumed power, they changed the nation's voting laws. Nobody between the ages of 20 to 60 could vote. And that, students, started the golden age we now live in. Class dismissed, said the professor in 1994. Well, the professor put his leather jacket on and left the lecture hall, twirling the family car keys. On the way to the faculty club, he stopped off and stuck up a gas station. This is Al Kapp, who is applying for monitor care, or that is, arm protection against teenagers and old folks, for saying what I just did. Speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
Al can be heard throughout the weekend on Monitor. Here's something else you'll be happy to know. Additional provocative listening will be yours on Monitor beginning next weekend, when Dr. Joyce Brothers, the noted psychologist, author, and syndicated columnist, joins us as a regular member of the Monitor family. Among the conversation starters she'll discuss will be such items as how to tell if a man is faithful, there's a basis in fact for the Dracula and Wolfman legends, and whether the tough guy or nice guy boss gets better results. These and the whole range of human problems will be heard in the weeks to come as Dr. Joyce Brothers comes to monitor. Now, some marital advice not to be taken seriously from Steve Lawrence and
when
Edie Gourmet.
Doesn't touch your best dessert. When you find a purple lipstick on his shirt, then, my dear, it's clear the honeymoon is over, and you better be on the alert.
When your wife decides that she should wear the pants, when she puts you down each time she gets the chance, then, my dear, it's clear the honeymoon is over, and you'd better search for some romance. Time you saw your old trusty lawyer.
When your husband suddenly becomes a swell,
when your wife is bored by every joke you tell, then, my dear, it's clear the honeymoon is over, and you may as well pack up, move on, tell him, darling, that beware.
When your wife is bored by jokes, you tell.
When your wife is bored by jokes, you tell him, dear, it's clear the honeymoon is over, and you may as well play the scene out, make your exit, reach the climax, pull the curtain back up, move out, tell him, darling.
I don't know about you. Maybe you just shop, but I buy. And if I do say so myself, I can spot a good buy a mile away. Like frozen orange juice from Florida. Never been a better buy. And it's delicious.
You bet your sweet life it is.
And it's so healthful.
You bet your life it is.
And it's less expensive now.
You bet it is.
I would go so far as to say, frozen orange juice from Florida is America's best food value.
You're telling me? I'm from the Florida Citrus Commission.
In the Water, the latest by Herb Alpert and his Tijuana Brass on Monitor, where you hear the latest in news as well as music. Keep up with the whole wide weekend world on NBC Radio. In northern New York, WGY serves the Albany-Schenectady-Troy area. Gene Rayburn serving it up again shortly.
Monitor, your guide to weekend relaxation on the NBC Radio Network.
Wonderlawn All-in-One Lawn Food is the best beauty treatment your lawn can get. Wonderlawn All-in-One isn't just another fertilizer, mostly filler with chemicals added. Wonderlawn All-in-One is all fertilizer, all food, every pellet a complete, high organic meal in itself. And there are over 2 million pellets in each big bag. Wonderlawn All-in-One not only feeds your lawn, it also conditions the soil and balances the acidity. All-in-One easy application. It saves you all the work and expense of applying the other materials that lawns need individually. Just one bag of Wonderlawn All-in-One does it all. And this spring, right now when you need it, you save $1 on every bag. Regularly $4.95, you pay only $3.95. Yes, only $3.95 for the big 5,000 square foot size bag of Wonderlawn All-in-One Lawn Food that turns lawns green, keeps lawns green. At your authorized Wonderlawn dealer, Wonderlawn, the famous name that means lawns of permanent beauty.
The big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
On monitor next, my cup runneth over. Ed Ames singeth, you listeneth.
I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. Study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love.
Monitor 67 is here, and here's where you'll hear delightful, almost zany singer-actress Florence Henderson 3 minutes from now. I'm Gene Rayburn, and we take one giant step now in the direction of the Ray Charles Singers.
Like I thought you'd be. Four step, five step. the setting, my cap for you. Step by step, you did just what I knew you'd do. Then, one day, I got caught like I thought you'd be. For step by step, you were one step ahead of me.
Nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
One of the most engaging young ladies I've ever had on my daytime television show is a beautiful, talented girl named Florence Henderson. And now we can't get her anymore.
Aww.
Because she's changing her image and she's changing her life. And one of the new things that her managers say to her is, you can't appear on daytime television. Florence, you look the same to me. You haven't changed.
So what were you expecting? Yes.
Are you changing? Are you making a conscientious effort to change your image?
No, Gene, I'm not trying to change my image at all. The me that you know.
Yes.
Right.
Sweet, lovable, humorous, wonderful.
Humorous, that's
yes.
The word. Actress. A lot of people don't know that in this business. Or if they know it, they certainly won't do anything about it or give me a chance to use those sides of my talent. So I have started on a new venture for me, which is supper clubs, and within this act that I do, which is about 48 minutes, I try to cover these areas.
So you do a lot of singing and humorous
singing,
stuff?
Singing, comedy, different styles of singing. You know, we all get put in a little box here. I'm sure that you have gone through the same thing.
You get typecast.
Absolutely, all the time, and it just bugs me to death. So I decided that I'd like to try and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing.
Now, you're appearing at the...
and having a lot of fun doing
at the Empire Room of the Waldorf?
Yes. What a place to make a debut, eh? yes, I'm in my second week, and I have one more.
And is this the first time here at the Waldorf that you've done this, or did you take it out in the provinces somewhere?
Well, the provinces, sort of. I was in Montreal for 2 weeks at the Queen Elizabeth Hotel.
Hello, Montreal. She doesn't really mean that you're provincial up there.
Well, they are, in a sense. They're the first to admit it, though.
Really?
Yes, I think so. And they're very... Well, you know, they all love to speak French, naturally, and they love for you to speak French.
Mm.
And one night, some lady said, do something in French, and so I did the Marseillaise, and I was all right. But anyway, that's it. You know, naturally, what is myself, Jean.
I don't care how you try to change your image. To me, you will always be the wholesome, all-American girl who can hit high C.
Well, that's bad. And get laughs while I'm doing it?
Well, what you ought to do is you ought to get
What, Gene? Tell me, what ought I do?
Well, do something wild in summer stock.
And what would you suggest I do?
Well, I don't know. Guys and Dolls are...
Oh,
well,
Guys and Dolls, that's the worst. That's an ingenue from way back. Unless you want me to do Miss Adelaide.
That's what I had in mind.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I think you should do Miss Adelaide.
Why don't you sing a few bars of Adelaide?
What?
A person can develop a cold.
A person... can develop a big, big cold.
See you later.
You're the perfect Adelaide.
The perfect Frank. Hello, Frank. Frank, get Frank Lesser on the phone.
Frank Lesser? I got a new Adelaide for you, Frank. Here she is.
Would you like to interview me?
Yes, I would, Gene. I'd like to ask you a couple of questions.
Yes.
First of all, I think everybody would like to know your real name.
Petar Yelenich.
Well, folks, you've heard it. It's the first on monitor. No, how long have you been in this business, Gene?
An actor never reveals his age.
No, well, I know you were a page boy, right?
That's true. NBC. In 1912.
1912.
That's right.
Yes?
Radio was in its infancy, shall we say.
Well, I'd like to ask you another question. For people that can't really see you, you know, I mean, the people that see you on television.
Yes.
No. How do you manage to look so young?
I take young pills. And that's how I stay young.
But you're only 20 years old and you look this way, right?
That's true. I started very young.
Now, how's your daughter, by the way?
She's very well. And I'm not going to tell you how old she is either, because that too will reveal my age.
That would really shock the audience. Yes. She's gorgeous. Yeah.
I think this madness has to come to a close.
Florence, I'm sorry.
We've got to take the microphone away from
you. No, you can't have it.
Give me that microphone. Florence, give me that microphone.
Help.
And as Florence Henderson sinks slowly into the setting sun, we turn over the monitor microphone to Vera Lynn.
Baker?
That's me, honey. Same as the name on the door.
I'm doing a survey for International Harvester. Mr. Baker owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Yes, lovely little machine. Built for keeps, you know. Just like the big IH tractor.
Right, and which model do you have?
The big husky one, doll. The Tiger.
I see. 12 horsepower. That's a gear drive or hydrostatic transmission?
Honey, do I look like a mechanic to you?
No.
No, you certainly don't. Tell me, now that the cadet zips through all the yard work around here, how does your husband spend his extra free time? What's his hobby?
Well, would you believe he spends a lot of time on the golf course?
You'll have more time for your hobbies with a Cub Cadet Tractor, 7, 10, and the 12 horsepower with either gear drive or hydrostatic transmission. For your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. And at 13 minutes before the hour, we're all on the monitor beacon.
The Dodge boys are setting out to fight for the kind of deals you'll know are right.
Ride with the good guys.
These rebels are really pounding leather to get you and a great new Dodge together, the Dodge boys.
The good guys, they've rounded up a great new breed of cars you've got to see. These babies put you in the lead.
Ride with the good guys.
The Dodge boys.
That goes for your next truck, too. You'll get the truck you need from the Dodge boys because Dodge builds a complete line of trucks from the new longer compacts to big diesels and builds them to last. Come on into Dodge Truck Center, Maspeth. See the Dodge truck that'll work for you and see how we protect you for thousands of miles after others have left you cold.
The good guys.
You can tell they're good guys. They all wear white hats.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Gene Rayburn again, and it's time again for music. That swinging singer, Buddy Greco, has a brand new one titled, There She Goes, and here he comes.
There she goes, she's walking away. Each step that she takes brings heartaches my way. Won her heart, I lost her some way. There she goes, she's walking away. Oh, if I hadn't cheated, and if I hadn't lied, I'd be the one who's walking by her side. I love her still. Guess that it shows she's walking away. Oh, there she goes. La 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 la. Oh, if I hadn't cheated, if I hadn't lied, I'd be the one who's walking by her side. I love her still, and I guess that it shows. She's walking away. Oh, there she goes. Oh, there she goes.
Monitor Sports. Hank Bauer, a former hard-nosed crew-cut Marine, is making television history these days because of his coiffure. The manager of the world champion Baltimore Orioles uses his wife's hairspray to keep his mini-locks in shape, a matter which is not passed unnoticed in spring training. Today, Bauer encounters another hairspray addict in the Yanks' Joe Pepitone. Bill O'Donnell has a report in Fort Lauderdale.
Hank Bauer here in Fort Lauderdale today. The Orioles are going against the Yankees. Before we talk about spring training and also your ball club, would you say that you need that hairspray more than Joe Pepitone needs it that you've been endorsing?
Well, I'd have to say Joe's hair might be a little bit longer than mine, and from what I get, I think Joe uses this stuff. Right now, I'm using soap and water.
Now, Hank, to become a little bit more serious and specifically about spring training, do you conduct spring training any different this year with a championship club than, say, you did a year ago when you were not a championship club at this time?
No, I don't think we have so far. I think we've done the same thing we've done in the past 3 years, and I don't see no reason to change it.
Hank, a lot of people say that spring training is too long. You've been going through this for a number of years. Do you feel it's too long?
I think it's too long for the regulars, and I don't think it's long enough for the pitching.
In addition, do you have any special gimmicks that you use during spring training? For example, one ball club is using tires. Do you believe in gimmicks? Do you use any yourself?
No, I don't use any gimmicks. We run an awful lot, and I've always been a firm believer that running is the best conditioner for a ball player.
Hank, you've got a few players on your club like Blair and Aparicio who played some winter ball. Do fellows like this need much of spring training? What do they do here that is of any particular significance?
I don't show no partiality towards anybody. I think they all come to spring training to get in shape, and I think possibly Louie needs less than anybody. We're going to work with Blair in center field. We think he needs a little bit more work, and he's going to work as hard as the rest of them.
Now, ball players obviously need spring training. Does a manager like Hank Bauer and some of his coaches also need spring training?
I definitely think so. I think there's a few cobwebs that settle in the wintertime, and I think in spring training you can get rid of all that.
Hank, after a ball game this afternoon here at Lauderdale against the Yankees, when the ball game is over, what would you say you and your fellow coaches discuss back in the clubhouse or back in the hotel?
Well, we discuss individuals. If a guy pitched bad or he made bad pitches or a guy that makes good pitches or if we make mistakes running the bases and so forth on. We usually cover more or less the mistakes and not the good points.
Hank, a baseball writer in Baltimore, Neil Eskridge, has called this a casual camp, something like the Yankee camp of old. Is it a Yankee camp of old? Is it a casual camp?
Well, I don't know what he means by casual. I know we're doing as much work as we ever did. As I say, it might be like the old Yankee camp, but I don't know what Eskridge means by casual.
A lot of work goes on in spring training. Is there any fun in spring training?
Well, it's fun for the guys that don't have too much trouble getting in shape, and it's a lot of work for the guys that take a little bit longer to get in shape.
All right, now the number one question of the day that everybody asks you. Come October, where is your ball club going to be?
I think we'll be right where we were at last year.
Thank you, Hank Bauer, here at Fort Lauderdale. This is Bill O'Donnell with the Orioles for Monitor Sports.
Throughout the weekend, comprehensive, colorful coverage of the world of sports on Monitor for you. Also for you, for me, from Sergio Mendes in Brazil, 66.
There's a hum in the air. Hey, hey, hey.
Never ends no time, one sail in life like them. nibbly girl golfer is behind a tree. An impossible shot to the green. Wait a minute. What's wrong, Nancy?
Just don't have the old swing.
Have some V8. That'll give you drive.
Looks good, like tomato juice.
But it's V8 vegetable juice. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8. There goes the ball. It's in the cup. Nancy, how'd you do it?
Kept my head down and closed my eyes.
Via Veneto, Ralph Carmichael salute to Rome's most famous street. And now all along Main Street, USA, stay for the latest NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Gene Rayburn.
G2, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Give thanks, consider the less fortunate. Help them by giving to the Salvation Army, 546 6th Avenue, New York, New York, 10011.
Africa, adio, adio. Searing, shocking. The birth of a continent, the death of an era. Africa today. No newspaper, no TV, no camera has dared to reveal the unbelievable truth. Until now. Unimaginable beauty and unspeakable brutality. A new continent rising out of the smoldering embers of the old. What you'll see, you'll never forget. Africa, adio. A Technoscope and Technicolor.
Starts tomorrow at Forum 47th and 34th Street East Theaters. It is now time to answer your doorbell and say yes to that Girl Scout selling cookies. It just could change the lives of countless young people in our community. Girl Scout cookies taste good, and they do good, too. Help support Greater New York Girl Scouts. Buy a box of cookies today.